This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The stock market takes a tumble given a reality check by Federal Reserve policymakers, plus companies backing away for now from software that helps police identify faces. I'm David Brancaccio. We have a stock market in the dumps this morning after the chair of the Federal Reserve said the economic effects of COVID will linger. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 765 points, 2.8%. The S&P 500 is down 2.4%. The NASDAQ is down over 200 points, 2.1%. The VIX index of stock market volatility is up at is up 16% actually to 32. It tends to run around 10 or 12 when it's calm. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
What was really important about the Fed's remarks was, one, we're looking at low interest rates for a long time, which initially financial markets are like, yay, no interest rate increases. But it's a reflection of the struggle they see in terms of reopening. There was no victory lap over the May employment number. And really, Powell has stressed over and over again that this is first and foremost a health crisis, as you see resurgence in cases, as we're seeing across over 14 states right now. That could be a damper on activity again. Also, although he didn't recommend specific fiscal aid from Congress, he continued his plea that we can't do this alone. They can only lend, they cannot spend, and Congress needs to step up and do more.
The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits is still high, but lower than the week before. The number today for the week that ended Saturday is just over 1.5 million, with an enormous 21 million people still drawing state jobless benefits. Over here, we say takeout food, right? In Britain, they say takeaway food. The parties involved will have to work out the preferred locution after Just Eat Takeaway of Europe agreed to buy Grubhub based in Chicago, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Just Eat Takeaway swooped in to buy Grubhub after merger talks between Uber and Grubhub floundered over regulatory worries. By some analysts' estimates, an Uber and Grubhub tie-up would have dominated more than half of the American food delivery market. Uber, which operates Uber Eats, reportedly walked away after the two sides couldn't agree on how to address potential antitrust concerns. Chris Sagers, professor of law at Cleveland State University and an expert on antitrust law, says regulators would likely have raised questions.
The two companies were horizontal competitors. As we say, they were direct head-to-head competitors. The merger would have left only two major players in the market on a nationwide level.
By contrast, Just Eat Takeaway has no American presence. Its chief executive said the all-stock purchase of Grubhub would create the world's largest food delivery company outside of China. But it would still be one of several players in the U.S. market at a time when the pandemic has made food delivery more important among consumers. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
After IBM said it will no longer sell or research facial recognition software, Amazon has now put on pause its face identifying software sold to police departments. The company did not link this directly to the national movement to reconsider policing policies in the wake of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Amazon says it's to give Congress time to draw up rules for the technology. Let us consult Natasha Singer, technology reporter for The New York Times. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, Natasha, I'm not hearing from Microsoft yet. They do technology like this. They've been criticized for its use.
And that's really interesting because Microsoft has been on the forefront of calling for regulation for facial recognition. Back in 2018, their president, Brad Smith, put out a blog post saying the technology was too risky for the industry to regulate by itself and Congress should step in. So now that IBM has said it's going to limit the sale of this technology and Amazon has said it's going to put a moratorium on the use by law enforcement, it will be interesting to see what Microsoft is going to do.
Now, back to Amazon's recognition software, has a K instead of the C in the word. There's been criticism because of an inherent racial bias in face recognition software. And I wrote about this years ago with digital cameras, with software set up to expose more correctly for lighter skin tones.
The issue with many major facial recognition systems is that they are better at identifying the faces of white men than of women or darker skinned folks. And they're particularly bad at identifying the faces of darker skinned women. And so if you can imagine somebody who is a suspect or whose image has been taken from a video camera in a store being run through one of these systems and it falsely matches with somebody who's been convicted of a crime, and that it's more likely to happen if you're African American, you have a system that is going to be biased towards causing harm to black and brown folks. But the trouble with Amazon and with other facial recognition systems, according to civil liberties folks, is that facial recognition is powerful and it can be used at a distance to identify people secretly, right, without their knowledge and consent. So imagine you're at a protest and law enforcement is scanning law-abiding citizens and then matching their faces against, say, their driver's license photos and then, you know, doing something to them or surveilling them. And so it can chill your right to free speech and right to free assembly and right to protest. And so the threat to civil liberties is particularly problematic because, you know, when we are in a country that has historically over-policed black and brown neighborhoods, over-arrested African Americans, and over-incarcerated African Americans, the potential is for this technology to be used disproportionately to violate the civil liberties of African Americans.
So Amazon will pause its recognition software for police departments, but it also has its Ring system for what? Security cameras for people's front doors, and some of that could share information with police?
Yes, Amazon has arrangements with many police departments to share individual people's footage from their neighborhoods with the police officers. And, you know, that basically heightens the fear of stranger danger and white fear, you know, of dark strangers coming into their neighborhoods, right? And it makes African Americans feel uncomfortable in other people's neighborhoods. And so at the same time as Amazon is acknowledging that facial recognition can be risky, they are continuing to push this surveillance system that also is deeply problematic.
Natasha Singer, technology reporter for The New York Times, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, there are several bills in Congress to address facial recognition technology, none of which are on the verge of passage at this stage. There's also a report out this morning that Amazon will face antitrust charges in Europe. The Wall Street Journal says this is about how the company treats third parties who sell goods through the site. We're also covering today news that Zoom of California cut off the video conferencing account of U.S.-based activists who marked the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown. Zoom says conferences have to abide by local laws of all the participants, suggesting Zoom sees a role regulating the content of Zoom meetings. Some of the participants in the Zoom event were in China. The account was turned off about a week after the event, but is now back on. Checking stocks once again on a down day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 717 points, 2.7%. The S&P 500 down 2.3%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.